Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. And we are continuing the Halachos of Dash, and specifically the Halachos of Shechita, which is called Mefarik. And that is a Toldah of Dash. Now, another Issa of Mefarik is to milk a cow on Shabbos. Also, in our Torah, to milk a cow on Shabbos. This way, you're expressing the milk from the cow, and you're taking the juice out, and that's an Issa of Chaliva, Issa of Chaylev, which is an Issa of Mefarik. Now, by Isha as well, for Isha to express milk from her dadim is also an Issa deraisa of Mefarik. And Batsin, the Pesach even asked, how is a mutter for the child to nurse on Shabbos, the Chorot's Issa Mefarik? And even though the children are potter and mitzvahs, especially a few week old child, but still, the Maisa is Issa lois achilem. You're not allowed to feed them directly Issa. So it's different to Rutsim, and Ayin Shom in the Mefarsh, what the Torah says, that's Pashid, that it's a child's mutter to nurse on Shabbos. And not only that, the woman is permitted to express a few drops of milk into the child's mouth by pressing on the dad in order to entice the child to begin nursing, even though you're doing that with your hand, and that's Issa Mefarik, but still, that's also mutter. It says clearly in Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. Again, you have to look at the Pesachim, the reason why. Now, the Shaila is like this. If a lady is engorged and she's in big pain, so here, and the child is not nursing, so is there a heter to express the milk with a manual pump or a electric pump? And what's the halacha when it comes to the isha expressing the milk where the child cannot nurse? Now, it depends. If the child's doctor says that your formula is not good for the child, and for this child to be healthy and for development, he needs the mother's milk, then she may pump the milk on Shabbos and use the milk for the child. But lamaisa, most children could be substitute with formula, and therefore it's not a bekuach nefesh for the child not to have milk. So therefore, it's only a shaila now. The milk you don't need. The shaila is because she is in pain and the child is not nursing, so is she mutter to get the milk out in a certain way? So the halacha is that if you nurse and the milk goes directly le'ibud for waste, then it's mutter to do in the makom where she has pain. So therefore, if you're going to use a manual pump, so take a bottle, put in the bottle either vinegar or detergent, something that ruins the milk right away, and she can pump directly into that bottle, and immediately the milk comes out and gets destroyed. So that's called milking le'ibud. She's doing a ma'isa of mefarik. Since she's doing it, she's not using the milk, it's called melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, and a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa is mutter b'mokrim tzar, therefore it's mutter. The shaila starts when you want to use an electric pump. So the best thing is if you have an electric pump and you have a non-Jew there, the non-Jew could turn the electric pump on and place it onto the Isha herself, put it onto the Isha, and then it's fine. She could pump that way. That would be the best thing. If there's no non-Jew around, so if you put it on a Shabbos clock and she puts it onto herself before the Shabbos clock turns on the pump, so then as long as it's on her from before and it's there by itself, then it goes on by itself, that will be fine. Again, as long as the milk is going to Ibud, then it will be mutter and makam that she is in pain, she is in tzar.